Life Audio.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I am very honored to have Jack Countryman with us. Jack is the founder of J. Countryman Gift Books, a division of Thomas Nelson, and is the recipient of the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association's Jordan Lifetime Achievement Award. Over the past 30 years, he has developed best-selling gift books such as God's Promises for Your Every Need, God's Promises for Men, God's Promises for Women, God's Blessings Just for You, and The Red Letter Words of Jesus. Countryman's books have sold more than 27 million units. Welcome, Jack. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's just my privilege and pleasure to be with you today. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah, thank you. So you have a new book out, The Miracle of Peace, which sounds really timely. Can you give us the elevator pitch for the book?
I can. The Miracle of Peace is all about the peace that only God can give you. Mm-hmm. I had two different situations where God entered in and gave me a sense of peace in a difficult time. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought, gee, if I can have a sense of peace during this difficult time. I was having blood on the brain, and I had to have surgery. In fact, the doctor said to me, Jack, you can just wait and see if the blood disappears, or we can go and do a cranialectomy and take the top of your head off and clear it out, or we can do burr hole surgery. Mm. And I was afraid. And then they did burr hole surgery, and they drilled four holes in my head. Well, you can see some of them here.
Oh yeah.
And and so what happened is that they drained the blood off, and I was okay.
Praise
and
God.
Afterwards, I went to the doctor to show him what happened, and my regular family doctor, and he said, Jack, do you realize how lucky you are? And I said, well, I guess I'm lucky. He said, 7 out of 10 people that have blood on the brain die. And so I just felt like the Lord was not finished with me yet.
Amen.
And so I just praise his holy name.
Amen. Amen. What a great story. And so this book, did you write this book before, or was this your story of how you got through that, the miracle?
That story is in the book.
Okay.
And so it's and I reached out to some friends, 20 friends. Uh-huh. And I said, has there been a time in your life when in a difficult season, God gave you a sense of peace? Mm-hmm. And so each one of them gave me a story. One was when a man lost his wife to a car accident, and God gave him a sense of peace during that time. And the other was when someone had cancer And God just gave them a sense of peace through that, that they were going to get through that. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted people to understand that God cares for them.
Amen.
God wants you to have the total sense of peace that he's in charge, mm-hmm. and that he will protect you, guide you, lead you, and bless you, even in difficult times.
Amen. Amen. That's such a great message. So as far as letting go of anxiety and fear, it sounds like this, as soon as you got that diagnosis and were told that you were going to go into surgery, you already had that sense of peace. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I just accepted it. I mean, it was just something that I didn't feel like I was, you know, I'm never going to drill holes in my head, but I just accepted the fact that what it was, that God was in charge and everything is going to be all right.
Right.
And it worked just perfect. And there was no after effects or anything. And I just came through that with flying colors. And I learned out of that, that God really cares for you, mm-hmm. that God really wants you to be at peace with him. Mm-hmm. And so that happened, and I was totally at peace, and here we are today. So it's wonderful.
So what is it that you think was in your personal walk with the Lord that enabled you to enter that trial and you didn't have that moment of fear or anxiety that hit you? You just went straight into peace. How do people get there?
Well, I walk with the Lord every day.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I depend on his Holy Spirit to lead me every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he has done so now for relax and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fear, because he is my guide, my protector, mm-hmm. and my savior.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm to be here a little longer, well, he'll see to it. If I'm to be taken home, he'll see to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have learned to accept the Lord and his message and his path for me. And he is my guide. And so I just am at peace about that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So if somebody is struggling with anxiety and fear, what advice would you give to them?
Well, anxiety and fear never accomplished anything.
That's for sure. Right.
You need to learn to turn things loose and let God run your life.
Mm.
If you can learn to accept him as your savior and depend on him to lead you and guide you, he will. Mm-hmm. It's when we get so wrapped up in ourselves that we have the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and God is the giver and taker of life. And we need to understand that he wants the best for us,
mm-hmm.
not the worst. He wants the absolute best for us. So I've learned just to turn things over to him. In these 93 years, I've gone through all the battles. I've gone through everything that a person goes through in life. Mm-hmm. And I just have learned that the Lord's in charge, and I'm going to be happy with that, mm-hmm. and relax and let him show me exactly what he wants me to do and who he wants me to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it sounds like a lot of your confidence in God and trust in him is the fact that you know his character. You know that he's good, and you can rest in that.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know,
yes.
if you just think that he does whatever he does, and then it's very hard to trust that. But if you know how good he is, then that's where that peace and trust, just like a little child, comes from. Is that?
Well, the Lord loves me with an everlasting love.
Amen.
He accepts me just the way I am,
yep.
with all of my faults, with all of my shortcomings. He loves me anyway.
Amen.
And that gives me a real sense of peace, knowing that the Lord really cares for me and wants the best for me.
Yes.
Why should I not lean on him and let him guide my life?
Awesome. Awesome. So, and in your book, so you include your story and you include the stories of all of the people that you asked to tell me the circumstance in which God gave you
that's
that
right.
Supernatural. Awesome. Fantastic. So, and you've published so many books. What are some of your other personal favorites?
Well, I did a book called If My People.
Mm-hmm.
If My People are There's 40 days of prayers for the nation.
Okay.
And during the last two elections, I promoted that book so people would pray for the nation during times of election, because the nation is being put under the spotlight. And so I wanted the people to invite God in to show them exactly how they should vote, what they should be, and how they should do things. And the last two elections, it's amazing. Those books sold 350,000 each time.
Nice.
4 years apart, because people want God to have his perfect way in our lives. And so that was just a prayer book.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. So, and I'm assuming that the If My People is the quote, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves. Yeah.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And we need
I to- also, my first book, God's Promises for Your Every Need, has been a classic book. I worked on that in 1982. My wife and I decided to create a book on the promises of God. And so we did research in it and came up with 81 subjects, and it really worked out nicely. And it's what to do when, what the Bible has to say about, and that sort of thing. And that book has become a classic. It has sold 12 million.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, and it sounds like such a critical resource to be able to go to when you're stressed about something. We're supposed to pray about it, but also recognize what God's word says so that we can stand on it and believe for it.
Well, I've discovered that people want to know what God has promised them.
Yes, absolutely.
People want to know that, and they want to draw that out and stand on that.
Exactly.
And so it's done really well in that regard.
Awesome. Fantastic. So there's this handout that I created originally for myself, but I give it to a lot of my patients. And it sounds very similar to a lot of what you're saying, where I'll write down every circumstance I can think of where my situation looked impossible, but God came through. And then everybody I know where the situation looked impossible, and then God came through. And the stories in the Bible where the situation looked impossible and God came through. And then all the specific promises for certain areas that, you know, you can actually trust and stand on to believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will never change.
I have a copy of the book here, God's Promises for Your Every Need.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. That's a thick book, too. It's incredible that there's so many.
And it's in soft cover. And, your Savior, your Lord, your love, your peace, your forgiveness, and so on. And the Bible is your authority, and so on. And what to do when you feel discouraged, worried, lonely, depressed. So I found scriptures that deal with those subjects, and God's word is so assuring. That is really worked out well, about 12 million.
That's amazing. Fantastic. Is there anything that I have not asked that you want to make sure that you leave with our audience?
Well, I want the people to understand that God wants to bless them.
Yes.
And the book is about blessings. And the book is about encouragement.
Yes.
And so therefore, you know, the miracle of peace is something that I think God time in our lives, and not to have worry and fear and be involved in a down thing. He wants us to live a joyful, wonderful life in his presence. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we need to accept him and walk with him and let him come into our life and fill us with his spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, God wants the best for each of us. Mm-hmm. So therefore, let go and let God.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Awesome. So where can people go to learn more about you and your books?
Well, you can go to Amazon to learn a lot about me. It has all of my history and books and everything. Mm-hmm. And also the books are available on Amazon. But you can go into any major bookstore and you will find the Miracle of Peace and be able to purchase it. And hopefully it will bless you.
Sure.
You know, and you will be encouraged by these various stories. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a man who lost his wife and into a car accident and had to go through that with his children. Mm-hmm. But he just received a sense of peace that she was okay, she was in heaven, and that he was going to be all right. And he has lived a life that's filled with God's presence now. And he's just not worried. Mm-hmm. You know, worry and fear, anxiety, worry, fear, those are the things that Satan uses to come into our life to mess you up. But that's not our Savior. Our Savior here is love, blessing, care, protection. All of those things are what the Lord wants for us.
Excellent. Well, awesome. I will link in the show notes to your new book, The Miracle of Peace, and I'll also link to God's Promises for Your Every Need, since that sounds like a resource everybody should have. So
it really is, and hopefully they'll be blessed by both books.
I'm sure they will. Well, thank you so much for all your time and wisdom, Jack. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure, Lauren, to be on your program.
Thank you.
Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created wholehealthdoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth. So if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to wholehealthdoctor.com. That's wholehealthdr.com. Type in your location or just the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.